Team news, how are you looking?
Terry Kennedy's a major doubt. Don't think he'll make it after Saturday. Not quite sure how what the problem is at the moment until it settles down, but we'll know a bit more later in the week. Hoping everybody else will be okay after the game.
How bad is it, though, with Terry? Have you any idea that if it's going to be a matter of a few days or a few weeks?
No, that's the problem. We don't at this moment. He felt something similar to his had before, but then again, he played on for 15 minutes with it, which suggests that sometimes if it was that serious, he couldn't do that. But you sort of wait for him to settle down, get him scanned, and then see from there. But with him obviously having had problems with it previously, it's a worry.
What is it he's done?
Previously, he's had different problems with it. For somebody who's 21, he has had 3 or 4 operations on it, so his knee's not in the best state anyway. So we'll sort it out best we can for him.
Who'll come in for him?
Well, Chris Basham will probably just go back there. The other option we've got is John Brayford going to centre-half and Kieran Freeman coming in. So it'll depend on what we've got available in midfield.
You wouldn't look at Neil Collins. I know he's been out of the picture for you and you've been trying to get him football elsewhere. Is he completely out of the picture still?
Yeah, and he's been injured as well. Right. He's had a calf strain for about the last 2 or 3 months. So he's only just started. He's not actually joined in training yet. So he's just doing one-to-one rehab at the moment, conditioning.
And on that note, are you any closer to moving anybody out?
No, not at the moment. We're not desperate to do anything. Craig Alcott might come back into the squad for tomorrow night just to give us some cover as well. But there's only really Flo, who's playing in the under-21s today. Your class is definitely available at this moment.
Any interest there yet?
No, we've had one or two things, but nothing definite. Just one or two questions about is he available and that sort of thing. But hopefully somebody will take him. That's why he's playing today. You know, there might be somebody watching that.
What about more long-term problems that you've had of late? Anybody else getting close to being back in the reckoning for you?
They're all not far off and they're all out on the grass doing work, just not actually joining in with the group yet. So maybe a couple of weeks, something like that for all of them maybe. James Wallace will still have to be cautious with him. We're looking to build him up during the month of March with a view to him being available for April.
Which should be good news really for that final push, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. We've still got a lot of important games left. To have as many available as we can would be great, because we're going to get one or two more knocks. We might get a suspension or two as well, so we could do with them fit.
Is Mark Howard in that bracket of players that might be a couple of weeks away yet, or is he slightly further on?
No, he's a bit closer. He's done some handling and a few sort of sessions one-on-one, so there's a chance he'll join in training this week. Might, even if he comes through Monday's training, might even put him on the bench for Peterborough.
What about the weekend as you look back, because you had so much of that game? How frustrating was it not to leave with all 3 points from it?
It was. Having watched it back, I didn't think we did enough. We controlled the game with possession, but sometimes that's not enough. You have to do a little bit more to get a goal. And although we had one or two chances, we didn't create enough. We got into some very good positions again and wasted those opportunities or made the wrong decision. So that's something we just keep working on.
Which is something you've been doing really well of late, isn't it?
I think one thing that's missing, we haven't had the control of the possession that we had on Saturday, but when we have had it, we've been clinical at Notts County and at Rochdale, even against Coventry, with 10 men. And it was the other way around, which is, that's how sometimes it works, but it does make for a frustrating day.
You just have to put it as a one-off, don't you, hopefully?
Yeah, you do. But, if it's a one-off in terms of dominating a game and controlling it and getting a 1-1 away from home, a team that's just put 5 past Barnsley at home and with a good home record, Crawley, we looked at it, they've only won one less home game than us this season. So they are difficult to play down there, and especially when they've got their noses in front with, 15 minutes to go or something. It was good to get the point.
Was one of the positives from the weekend the way that you used the ball, especially down that right-hand side?
Yeah, I thought Ryan Flynn and John Brayford again, and Kieran Freeman when he came on. I thought we created opportunities and space down that side. Once again, just the final delivery eluded us on Saturday.
Matty Doan, one of his more quieter games, would you say?
Yeah, it's funny because Matty needs space, to run into. And I think when you're even at times at home when the other team's pressing, it leaves space behind. I think when Crawley sat on the edge of their own penalty area for the majority of the game, there's not an awful lot of place for him to go. So we're just saying stay in the 6-yard box and make sure that if we get the ball in there, he's in and around it.
Set plays. I'll bring it up again, as I did a fortnight ago, because when I said that I was coming to see you today, a lot of fans responded saying, asking about set plays, both attacking-wise and defending them. Is that an area? Excuse me. Is that an area of concern for you?
Well, we haven't got a lot of height, so it's an area of concern. We're a relatively small team in terms of League One, so everyone we've got to defend, I think we're at full stretch defending them. And then we're not a major threat. We haven't scored one in terms of where we've got all these outswingers and balls whipped in. We haven't scored one goal this season. And the only ones we have scored have been the dinks to the near post or when we've taken them short. So we concentrate on those.
Mm. So that's what you work on in training, the short ones and the near post ones?
Because we haven't got great height. So there's no point in us whipping them into the penalty spot and stuff when they've got 4 or 5 6-footers and we've got only one player of a 6-foot, Chris Passion, probably.
Mm.
And also we've been caught too often on the break as well. So that's a concern.
Is that where you perhaps miss a Higdon type in those situations?
Yeah, you just miss a presence in there. But we, you know, we look for good players. Are they good players first and foremost? If they're tall, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, not too many that we've brought in are. Mm. So we have to find other ways.
Is it something you'll look at more in the summer?
Yeah, we know that we're a bit light in that way, which is why when Michael Higdon's out, James Wallace is out.
Yeah.
There's another 5'11", 6-foot midfielder. Gives you a bit more of a threat. But we're not conceding too many, I don't think, from set plays. The one on Saturday was a brilliant free kick. And we're probably, rather than the back four, we're looking for Ian Turner to probably come and get a punch on it if he can. But it just shows, we also emphasise, don't give free kicks away. Because I don't think there's many teams got enough to break you down from open play and to create stuff against you. If you give a chance for somebody to put a whipper ball in your 6-yard box, there's problems.
Mm. Peterborough, obviously a change of manager of late. What have your reports told you about how they kind of responded to Darren's departure? Obviously, won at the weekend.
Yeah, well, they had a great victory on Saturday, and they said they were worth it as well. I think they changed the formation a little bit, so we're going to have a look at that. But it's a shame when, a couple of managers went this last week, Stephen Presley and Darren Ferguson, both good managers, and I think both done unbelievable jobs for the clubs they've been at. So it's always a shame when that happens. I was looking forward to seeing Darren. We always have a good chat after the game. I think he probably felt he'd gone as far as he could with him and move on with a new manager now. It's a new set of problems for us to face. Mm.
They've always been known, haven't they, as a team that like to score goals but also concede them. Has that changed at all this season, do you think?
Possibly. I don't think they've been as prolific as they have done in previous seasons, but that'll be down to personnel as well. I think their record of picking up strikers from lower divisions in non-league and then selling them on, I think they got £5.5 million for a Samba Longa in the summer. He was the main threat last season. Once you lose him, it's difficult to replace.
Dwight Gayle.
I thought he was
Gayle
the pick. Yeah, I thought Dwight Gayle's probably the pick of them to get them from where he came from. And I remember Darren saying a couple of years ago, he's actually better than we thought when they brought him in. Technically, he was better. And until you get somebody in with better players like that, you're never really sure.
The last home game, you said that perhaps you needed patience against Coventry. What do you think you might need here to make sure that you come out on top?
Probably a little less patience than we showed on Saturday. A little bit more being clinical, a little bit more decisiveness and urgency to get us a goal. We've got to start keeping some more clean sheets. I think we've done all right at home defensively generally. We haven't kept one on the road since November the 15th at Doncaster. So that's been a concern. So a clean sheet's always important, but I think we've got to be in the ascendancy and take the game to Peterborough tomorrow night.
And what's your view on the picture at the top as we talk now?
Still up for grabs.
Yeah.
I think that when you look at the fixtures, they've all got to play each other as well. And I think in any league, we did it last season, coming from second from bottom to seventh. I think you look at Norwich's surge up the table in the Championship. If you can put that run of games together, we've gained, I think, 6 or 7 points, 7 points in the last few games on MK Dons and Swindon. I think we've got to do the same in the next six, and then see where we are from there.
Do you think the pressure might get to them?
I think it's more likely to get to MK Dons and Swindon just because they're not as experienced. I think Preston and Bristol City have the best squads and the most experienced squads, so they're less likely, and it looks like we're chasing those two at the moment. But we're going to give them a run for the money.
Did Preston play at the weekend against MK Dons and Bristol City?
Yeah, I think Preston MK Dons at the weekend, which is a good one. They both can't win. Swindon are slipping up a little bit, one or two injuries as well. We've just got to keep getting results. It's frustrating we've dropped, I think, 4 points against Coventry and Crawley in the last week, but we've had great wins at Rochdale and Notts County, good to be 6 unbeaten. We want to extend it.
And to finish, anybody likely to come in?
I don't think so before tomorrow night. We've still got one or two inquiries out just the same if the situation changes, but I don't think anything has at the moment.
Where are you looking to add in the squad?
The striker still would be the main priority. Martin McNulty's got two great goals in the last, or a penalty and a great goal. Made it as well on Saturday with a good ball to Matty Dome. So he's still in or around, but just a bit more of a presence would be good.